making his Adelaide radio debut. He's been, well, tucked away with little kid gloves by the club all year. Crows up-and-coming gun, Mitch McGovern.
Who goes underground, finds McGovern on his left. He snaps. He's got it, and he's kicked it. Well, that should rise his stocks and lift his confidence. He gets a big bear hug from the captain.
Oh, Mitchy, welcome.
G'day, guys. How are we?
What, you're a bit shy, mate. Don't like the limelight.
I'll try to avoid it as much as I can. I'll try to sit back.
How'd you enjoy your break?
Yeah, it's been very good. Thanks, mate. Good to get home, that's for sure.
Well, tell us about last week, because it was a big weekend for you. You played against your brother. You go home and play in front of your home state. Just looked like you're a little bit nervous early on in the game before you work your way into it.
Yeah, it was a very special weekend for myself and my family. To get back and play Jazz at home in Perth was very special for me. Like you said, I did have a few nerves, which were quite strange. I don't normally get nervous for a game at footy, but... yeah, it got the better of me at some time. I think it was the second quarter in the game. But, no, it was good. It was good fun. The boys and that backed me in still. And, yeah, we were lucky enough to get the chockies at the end of the day.
Did you cross paths with your brother during the game?
Yeah, we did a fair bit. But it was not many words thrown back and forth. But it was a little strange, actually, as we were running past each other on the field. I was trying to just look at him as a just a normal opponent rather than the brother. So it was a little strange.
No, it is a very strange experience playing against your brother. How did Mum and Dad hold up? They recover okay?
I think so. Mum had her eyes shut all game, she said, so she wasn't watching it. But, no, they weren't too bad. It was a bit of a divided family for that night. But once we got the win, I think everyone came to our side, so... I was happy about that.
I saw a picture on social media. Your dad had a Guernsey mocked up with half of your number on a half of Crow's Guernsey and your brother's number on half the West Coast Guernsey. So he had a foot in each camp.
Yeah, they did. So they've got a few of them made up. All the extended family has those ones as well. So they were running that one on the day and they're very happy about that. So, yeah, like you said, they got a foot in both sides. So, yeah, they're very excited about that one.
Mitch, the boys have been given a few days off during the week. Back to training. What's the schedule for you ahead of Thursday night's game?
Yeah, the boys had a few days off. We're back into it today. We're trying to treat this week as almost today as a Monday leading into a Saturday game. So we're trying to keep everything as normal as we normally would. But at the same time, it's a little bit different for us as in the days and the schedule, but we're just trying to keep everything as we normally would leading into a game.
So game review today, what are some of the points that came out of the West Coast game? Because it was a cracking one for the club.
Yep. Just the main point for us was just our run and our fitness in the end, the fourth quarter. It was almost like we were banging on the door in that third and we felt like we had most of the opportunities in that third, just weren't hitting the scoreboard. So, yeah, for us, it was just opportunities that we had, and we took them all in the fourth. So that was the main messages coming out of that game.
That last quarter was just awesome. Mitch, we haven't spoken to a player since. We're on cloud nine after the game. 6-5 to no score. What was the turnaround about that? Well, did you see it coming?
We definitely didn't see the them not scoring coming, but we're always confident in our structures and our game plan, the way we've been playing in the last few weeks, that we did have a good chance to win the game. And I think we scored the last goal in the third quarter. We sort of went in to the last with a heads up a little bit. So, we definitely have faith in ourselves and all the playing group to play their role to get the job done.
Your team's tackling and pressure really went up a notch. It was about halfway through that third quarter. I think Mick's called it brilliantly. There was a ball in the hands of Brody Smith, and he kicked it through the moving car door. And from then, the ball went forward. You got a goal, and the confidence just seemed to lift. But it's probably your best tackling as a group for the year, I thought, Mitch.
Yeah, we struggled to tackle in our numbers, probably around 4 or 5, I think it might have been. But like you said, that game of the weekend, yeah, the tackling pressure from everyone in the team was up, and the pressure on the ball carrier whenever West Coast looked up was quite outstanding from all the boys. So it sort of made the life easier for the defenders. They were more comfortable coming off their man to get those intercept marks, and just makes the our boys as forwards and mids run forward with a lot more confidence. So we're knowing that we're going to turn the ball over. So I think that gave us more opportunities up ahead.
Mitch, your side couldn't not be in a better place. Your form in the first half of the season, outstanding as we know. You only play three top eight sides in the run home. Do you allow yourself to think ahead and think of the what if, you know, a big final at Adelaide Oval, or do you not let yourself do that?
No, definitely don't look that far ahead for us. At the moment, it's week by week. So at the moment, we're looking straight at North Melbourne. We've got obviously this week off, or the last couple of days off. So we're trying to get back into the routine and the back to the swing of things. But for us, it's one step at a time. We're taking each week as it comes and looking to our next opponent. So, yeah, that's pretty much how we're looking at it until hopefully the end of the year.
Let's talk a little bit about yourself, because your rise this year has been outstanding. You've played every game. What were your expectations through pre-season when you looked forward to the year?
Tell you the truth, I wasn't expecting anything like this to have happened at all. Had an interrupted pre-season again this year as to last. So for me to come in and play all three NAB games and to be where I am now, it's a bit of a shock, but in saying that, though, I've always wanted to put my hand up and put my name up for selection from day one. So, but it's just been given that opportunity that I have been, and I've been lucky enough to be in the team this whole way. So, yeah, quite grateful for what's happened so far.
Who's helped you get there? Usually there's a player or a coach that helps along the way. Who's that for you?
For me, it's probably the whole forward group, to tell you the truth. All the senior boys in our forward line. Just another few. Tex, JJ and Lynchy, that those boys are similar positions to myself. They've been fantastic. But I know not only that, just the development coaching and the whole coaching group as well, just to help me stay on the track and probably get the best out of myself at training to put my best foot forward for selection. So I think that's helped me the most this year.
The best 10 possession per game player in the history of the game. I've called you, Mitchie. You don't get big numbers, but you're explosive with just a touch of brilliance. So have they told you about, I know you've got to play your role, the pressure you put inside 50 is great, you can tack, you can take a high mark, you've got a licence to kick the goals. Do you need to get your hand, your glove on it, go for more marks, Mitchie?
At the moment, the coach has sent me,
fly.
Be relatively happy for me. Good. To do it, but it's more time and place and my role in the team at the time. Yep. So I would like to get my hands on the ball a bit more. Like I said, 10 possessions is probably what I average. So
they're a bloody good 10.
So yeah, it'd be nice to get my hands on the ball, but at the same time, it's playing my role in the team, and I think the boys accept that as well.
Mm. One of the important things you do is your pressure and your attack on the ball. It's as good as anyone in the team. Has that always been a feature of your game? Because you're a big guy, and at the start of the year when you came in, I was worried that you might be too tall in the forward line, but your ability to put pressure on the opposition means that it doesn't matter how tall you are.
Yeah, I think it's always been in my game. I think I'm blessed with a bit of speed for the height I do have. So, yeah, for myself, unlike Jazz, he's a bit slower and off the mark, so I'm pretty lucky there. But, I guess it has been in my game since I can remember. And it's just, trying it my best in every contest I can get to and put pressure on it sort of benefits the team and the other forward group. So.
Good work, Mitch. That didn't hurt one little bit, did it?
No, not at all.
Did not hurt one little bit.
He's done well.
You're a ripper. Hey, is your nickname Shooter?
Yeah, a few of the boys call me Shooter around the club, yeah.
What else?
Normally it's just Gov.
Gov.
Stock standard,
the
yeah.
Gov. Yeah. The Gov, the Shooter McGovern. Hey, Mitch, keep up the great work. You've given us plenty of joy in that small little career you've had, onwards and upwards, mate, and keep going for those grabs. Good lad.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, good to
see you. Yeah, there we go. Mitch McGovern, like I said, played every game, been a revelation this year. His pressure, his closing speed.
Elite.
He's very, very good, and he also can clunk him in the air, and he kicks it nicely as well. So starting to build a real game, Mitch McGovern. He was our special guest.